the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. Jesus knew that he had to die at Jerusalem at the Passover feast. And so he came up to Jerusalem from Galilee for one last time. When he came near to Bethany at the hill called the Mount of Olives, he sent out two of his disciples saying, "Go into the village that's nearby, and when you enter into it, you'll find a young donkey tied, on which no man has ever sat. Loose him and bring him here. And if anyone asks you, 'What are you doing, loosing him?' say to him, 'Because the Lord has need of him.'" So the two disciples went their way and found just as Jesus had said to them. And as they were loosing the young donkey, the owners said to them, "What are you doing, loosing that young donkey?" And they said, "The Lord has need of him." So they brought him to Jesus, and they put their clothes on the donkey, and they put Jesus on it. And as he rode into Jerusalem, they spread their clothes on the road.
Now, why?
Well, to show that they accepted him as their king. But normally, when a new leader or a king rode into a city, he rode on a charger, on a big, powerful horse, not on a young donkey that had never been ridden on before. Because you have to break in a young donkey. That is, you have to train it so that it's used to somebody sitting on it. So this donkey would have been jumping here and jumping there. It wouldn't have been very dignified. So Jesus was showing that he was a king, but he was a humble king. And that's the great thing about Jesus, that he was so humble. And he asks us to be humble. He was not proud. And that's why he made this great triumphal entry into Jerusalem, sitting not on some great big stallion, some great strong war horse, but on a humble little donkey that was prancing here and there in a not very dignified way.
And it was really slow.
Yeah, it would have been really slow, that's right, not on some fast charger of a war horse. Well, when they came near the slope of the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began to praise God very loudly. And they shouted out, "Hosanna! Blessed is the King that comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory to God." When some of the Pharisees heard this, they said to him, "Master, rebuke your disciples." Jesus replied to them, "I tell you that if they should be quiet, even the stones would shout out." When he came near to the city of Jerusalem, he cried, he wept over it. Again, that's not what you expect some great, powerful king to do. That's what Jesus did. And he said, "If only you knew in this your day of opportunity the things which belong to your peace. But now they're hid from your eyes. The days are coming that your enemies will dig a trench around you and will press you in on every side, and they will throw you to the ground and your children within you, and not one stone will be left upon another, because you did not know that God was visiting his people." In other words, you don't really recognize me as your Messiah and Saviour. When he entered Jerusalem, all the people said, "Who is this?" And the crowd shouted, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." Jesus went into the temple of God and drove out all the people that sold and bought in the temple. He turned over the tables used by the money changers and the seats on which people were sitting selling doves, and told them, "My house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves and robbers." The blind and the lame people came to Jesus in the temple, and he healed them. And normally they weren't allowed into the temple. When the chief priests and the scribes saw the children running around in the temple shouting out, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were angry. And they said to him, "Do you hear what these are saying?" Jesus replied, "Haven't you ever read that from the mouth even of babes, of young people, God has got the most perfect praise?" So it just shows that children can praise God as well as grown-ups. And Jesus left them and went out of the city to Bethany and spent the night there. On the next day, when they were coming from Bethany, that's the place where Mary and Martha and Lazarus lived, Jesus was hungry and he saw a fig tree in the distance that had got leaves, and he went to see if there was any fruit on it, any figs. But when he came to it, he found nothing, just the leaves, because it wasn't yet the time for figs. So I think he was looking for even a baby fig that would have been not ripe, but he would have eaten even that. There wasn't even that, just leaves that promised that, yes, there would be fruit beneath them, but there was nothing. And he said to it, "Let no fruit grow on you now and forever." And immediately the fig tree withered. And the disciples were amazed, and they said, "How quickly the fig tree withered." Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, if you have faith and don't doubt, you shall not only do what was done to this fig tree, but if you say to that mountain, 'Be removed and be thrown into the sea,' it will be done. And anything you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive." Now the fig tree represented Israel. It was a symbol of Israel. And the fruit on the fig tree was spiritual fruit, the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, long-suffering, etc. And Jesus wanted them to have spiritual fruit, but they had absolutely nothing, just an appearance of it. And so that's why Israel was judged. And we've got to make sure that we're not the same, that we don't just show that I've got lots of leaves, that yes, I'm a Christian, but that really we've got the fruit. And although our fruit is very immature, it's not very ripe, it's not the best, but as long as we've got something, Jesus will accept us. And he's hungry for us to have that fruit.